it is time for another week of ZTGD Radio. This is episode 791 for April 8th, the Eclipse 2024.
Yes.
It's happening right now as the show is on the air.
True.
Future. We're in the path, so...
We are, yep.
I'm gonna go out and check it out tomorrow, but I heard we might have some cloud cover, so we might not be able to see it all that well.
Yep, heard that too.
So, it's a big sword.
My office is basically directly in the path, so...
Just remember, don't look at it unless you got them glasses.
Correct.
Because, that's a bad... You're gonna have a bad time.
You're gonna have a bad time. Like all those people who, went to that crypto conference or whatever. That
the UV lights,
yeah. That were, instead of being like black light lights, were like the kind of UV lights that destroy your eyeballs.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
Well, we had a president once who stared right at it, you know.
We did, yeah.
It's crazy.
We did.
God, I can see that footage in my head regularly. It's just like, wow, that right there should have been like the final straw, you know.
I mean, you would think, but
anyway, there are video games to talk about. I think I didn't play a lot, but
I got some video games to talk about.
We'll see where
they're
things...
not. They're not all brand new, but...
Yeah, it's April's going to be a slow month. Like, there's only, like, one or two really, really big games, I think, coming out in April, but... yeah, that's good, because I need to play some old stuff. We'll kick it off with Anthony.
Yeah, sure. I've played some Bomb Rush Cyberpunk, because
Cause
I bought
it
myself eight. Well, that too, but I bought a capture card and I wanted to kind of test it. I played a game called The Looker.
Was it a looker?
It's a parody of The Witness.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
And it's funny, but it gets to the point where it's just now its own version of The Witness. And I was like, well, lost its charm. But there was
Jonathan
one where
Blow
he was...
come out and mock you for not getting the puzzle.
No, it's there's one where in the original, like in The Witness, there was like a sound you had to listen to know mm-hmm. where the path went. And this one, it's just a guy going beep, beep, and as you get closer, he starts going beep, 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 and then right as you get close, beep, beep, oh, you're right there, come on, beep, 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 that's what he does. So it was cute, it's free, it was like, it's, you know, but I meant to play it, and so I did, finally. I played a game called Monimals.
Man, that sounds like that PSP game, what was it, Invisibles?
Yeah, Monimals is a Switch game. It's sort of like an action version of Echo the Dolphin, but
okay.
Better controlling. So what you are is you're fishing for these like weird fish creatures that the Monimals that you can then use to make music with. So the stages are like all underwater, and you kind of have a basic swimming mechanic. But you're the headphone jack on the end of the fishing rod of the main character. And then you have to, like, do a little boss battle at the end. It's a pretty good, like, I don't know what to call it, platformer? It's an action game where you go through a stage. I liked it. It's really well made, too, like, for a game that I've never really heard of. I guess it's also on the App Store. Yeah, just it was neat. I've had it for a while, and then I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to try it. What else have I played? I forgot to talk about it last week. Spirit and the Mouse. I played that demo way back. I finally bought the game. It's fun. It's a little platformer, a 3D platformer collectathon sort of thing. There's no enemies. So it's pretty relaxing. But it's puzzle solving. And some of the puzzles are based around finding your way up buildings and then falling down in the proper order to get on top of certain furniture and everything. It's really neat. I'm really impressed by how good that game is. It's got a lot of character. More Mystical Ninja, whatever. Terrence and I tried Watch Dogs Legion co-op.
I it's forgot the very, game had co-op.
It's not very good.
I mean...
So, it's neat when you get to actually play together, but like getting into lobbies with each other and exiting activities and it's just kind of messy. It shows you how much better the open world co-op is in like Grand Theft Auto 5. It's kind of embarrassing that Watch Dogs even has it to some extent. Like, I'm sure some people love it, but for me, I was like, yeah, this isn't as good as the main game. And I didn't love Watch Dogs Legion. So we switched to TMNT Shredder's Revenge. That game's great.
Well, 100% it's great.
That's the first time I had played it, even though I've bought it for Switch.
Oh, that's right. You didn't show up for that, did you?
No.
Damn it. That was fun when we had, like, four people.
Yeah, it was a good time.
I mean, it's still on Game Pass, too, so.
I mean, y'all just did ping me. I'll fuck up some people.
Okay, well, maybe a later day. I don't know.
I played that game. I think I've beat that game twice now. I wanna play with another character now. Now that it's got... Because you can use the new characters in the regular game, right?
Yeah,
I think so, yeah.
Cool.
Terrence was.
Game's awesome.
And the last game I also played with Terrence, Content Warning.
I watched that video. That shit looks hilarious, but I do not want to play it.
Agreed.
So it's a little
That's
bit...
exactly the way I felt about it.
You would think it's wonky physics, because of the way the characters move, but it's just because they are very slow walkers.
Sure. Yeah, that's not why.
The whole idea is that you're in a diving suit, but why is it, Ken?
I just don't, it's just not my kind of thing. Like, I don't enjoy the kind of, like, I don't know.
It just doesn't. Horror jump scare games aren't my thing anyway. But
see, those don't bother me. It's just, I don't know, there's just something about, but I was really impressed with, like, how it changes the voices. Like, when you're in.
Based on distance.
Yeah, distance, and also within the helmet and stuff, and then, like.
Why I was surprised when Terrence was holding the mic to his mouth, it, like, actually amplified it so I could hear it from wherever I was.
Yeah, and I like that it recorded the stuff that he actually recorded and played it back on the TV with, like, fake social media. I thought that was cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that there's a lot of neat stuff to it. However, at one point, we stopped being able to get our videos. So I guess I should explain the concept. You take a diving bell down into the depths, and you have to record footage for SpookTube. And what you do is you have a minute of footage, and someone has to be the camera person. And at first, you're just armed with flashlights. And as you earn views, you get more money, and the money can be bought on better equipment. So the whole idea is you go down and you film some weird shit. That's basically it. However, the weird shit will kill you. At first, you'll run into something probably pretty basic, like a snail person. But then it gets a little bit more outlandish.
Yeah, because I see snail people all the time.
Well, it starts getting a little bit less, like, obvious what you're looking at, I guess is the way I'd say it. And, you know, the game was kind of spooky. I wouldn't say it was scary. Until there was a moment where Terrence got killed, I was left to get back to the diving bell by myself. And that was terrifying, because suddenly you realize, oh, I haven't been paying attention. I've just been wandering with my friend. And now I have to find my way out of this place. and you're defenseless. So it's just running. You can't run very long. Every footstep makes this horrible echoing thud sound. Dang, 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 dang. Because it's like you're supposed to be at the bottom of the ocean. But oh my God. So suddenly the game from being like, haha, this is kind of funny, I'm just kind of making videos with friends, turns into a, holy shit, I'm gonna die. I was really impressed. I picked it up for free because it was free on April Fool's Day when they launched. But right now it's got server issues, so we stopped getting videos. And that's like, watching back what you've recorded is part of the fun of this game. Without it, I just didn't really want to play anymore because it wasn't fun. Not like, because Terrence doesn't get to see through my eyes unless I'm holding the camera up and recording, so he suddenly gets to see what was happening around him because he didn't see the creature that pulled me in the, like, it was like a slime creature that grabbed me and like pulled me way far away. He never got to see it. I did. So he finally got to see what it looked like when we watched the video back. And you can export them to your desktop, which is really neat. I'm impressed with it. I've heard it's a lot like Lethal Company. I don't know, like, how close it is.
My son said he thought it looked exactly like Lethal Company. I
just know
with
that Company,
with the exception of the video stuff.
Yeah, with like, so with Lethal Company, I think you have to extract items, right? Like, that's the base.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't played it, so.
Only one person really has to survive in content warning. You just have a minute of footage, so it's not a ton of time. But only one person has to survive and grab the camera and bring it back.
That's so, a neat concept, that's for sure.
It takes a little bit of your money away if for every person that dies, but it's pretty minimal. I was impressed by the fact that I died in one round and Terrence saw the camera, picked it up, and kept running. Because I get to watch, when I die, I get to watch Terrence from third person. So, yeah, it was a really, really fun time. I'm hoping to get back into it when they've figured out the bugs and the server issues. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. And that's it for me.
All right. That sounds like an interesting game. All right, Wombat, what you got?
All right, so I played, I'll say a decent amount of stuff because it's been a while since I've been on. I played MLB 2K24. I don't remember if I've talked about that yet or not. But the game is good. I actually like it better than last year's game for sure. I feel like it's just a little bit smoother than last year's game. I feel like it plays better than last year's game. There's some things that I don't like. So, for example, sometimes if you're making a close play in the field instead of the normal throwing mechanic, this is all on Road to the Show, by the way. I don't play anything else. When you go to throw the ball to first base, let's say, normally you just move the right stick towards the, you hit the throw button, it pops up a view where you see the first baseman and he's got a circle around him. You move the right stick into the circle and then you hit right trigger to throw the ball. That's the way it normally works. Well, sometimes when it's going to be a close play or if it's like a flashy play, it switches to button presses at like a QTE. And I don't like that at all, especially because there's no real warning as to when it's going to be a QTE instead of the stick. And you have a very limited amount of time, and it's usually like six button presses. So it's easy. I feel like it's easier to make errors this year compared to in the past. But it's kind of a get good scenario. So I'm sure after some time with it, I'll get used to it. But at the beginning, I was not really a fan of that. I played, I'm trying to save the big one for last. I played some Mega Man X. the original Mega Man X, because I decided I wanted to play that again. Game is still tremendous and still one of the best Mega Man games that has ever been made. Played some Dragon Quest 1 on mobile the other day, just because I had some spare time, and I felt like going through that game for the fourth time or whatever it is. The mobile port of that is actually really good. So if you haven't played the first Dragon Quest, the mobile port is pretty good, and it's, you can beat it in 6-7 hours pretty easily. Probably you could beat it quicker than that, but I tend to like to be a little bit overleveled for some of the late boss battles, so I tend to probably grind a little bit more in that game than a speedrunner would, for sure. But and then the biggest game that I played this week was and I played Helldivers, of course, because I always play Helldivers. I just play it all the time, and dealt with some real fun people who don't understand the difference between dropping orbital strikes on the enemy and dropping them directly on top of your teammates' heads.
I feel like you're slowly reaching the Overwatch phase of Helldivers.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Like, when you start just getting mad at everybody who fucking sucks at the game.
I mean, it's normally I don't care if people suck. Like, I don't care to carry somebody if they're just like low level, so they don't have access to great equipment yet, and they want to get some XP. That's fine. It's the team killing that drives me crazy, and not even the team killing where it's like, listen, it's easy to kill your teammates in that game. They make it very easy to kill your teammates in that game. So if it's just like, hey, it's chaos, there's a lot of bullets flying everywhere, I get hit by a couple, whatever, that's fine. Or, you know, a grenade bounces off of an enemy in a way that nobody expects, and it comes back and hits you and kills you, whatever, that's fine. That's just sort of the cost of playing the game. But what drives me crazy is when it's people use stuff that, so for example, there's a barrage. There's a couple different barrages, but one of them, for example, is 120 millimeter or whatever. I don't know. I don't remember what it's exactly called. I just call it 120. But it shoots shells down at random in a certain area, right? Well, I mean, all you got to do is know that that's what it does, to know that you probably shouldn't drop it right on top of us when we're trying to extract civilians. Like, it's probably something you should know. A guy earlier, there's these objectives where you can only blow them up if you have what they call a hell bomb, which is a bomb you have to drop in, and then you have to arm it manually. And so we dropped in a hell bomb to try to blow up this objective, and I got killed in the process, and somebody armed the hell bomb, and then somebody threw in a reinforcement beacon to bring me back to life, and they threw it in directly on top of the hell bomb. So it's like, as I'm coming in, my only hope was to try to steer my, pod as far away from the bomb as I could, and of course I couldn't get it far enough away, and so the bomb exploded and I died immediately. It's like, that kind of stuff is what drives me crazy. Just people doing things that a half second thought should tell you that's probably not a great idea.
Oh yeah, but that's what I was referring to. Like,
yeah, it's come on, you should know better than that.
That's kind of my point. It's like when I'm playing Overwatch and I'm watching somebody run a tank that obviously does not counter the other tank, it's just like definition of insanity. You just keep doing the same thing over and over, and it ain't working.
Yeah, yeah. I don't, though. Like, some people I know in Helldivers get mad when people have a, like, what they consider to be the wrong loadout. I don't care about that. I want people to bring whatever they feel comfortable with, whatever weapons they understand, because when people bring weapons they don't understand, that's when stuff like that happens. But so I don't care about whatever the meta loadout is that people should bring. Just bring whatever you're comfortable with, but don't be stupid. And then the last game I played is Dragon's Dogma 2.
Mm.
I've played a decent amount of that. I'm using Ken, your pawn.
Oh, the mage.
Yeah.
I just upgraded her to a sorcerer.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, maybe I'll let her go and then bring her back again. Because right now she's a level 14. I don't know.
Yeah, we didn't
starting mages.
I played it the other day, and I literally spent an hour in that city and never left. But I did change her vocation, and I need to upgrade mine. I want to go up to the two-handed.
Yeah. I don't remember what they're called.
It's like warrior and fighter, I think, or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that game is a fucking blast, and it perfectly, just like the first one, captures like the spirit of going out on an adventure. And it's, you know, it's not just like, oh, okay, here's my quest, and so this quest is the adventure. It's like, no, sometimes it's just the next thing I need to do, even if it's not for a quest, is make my way over to the city. And to get there, I'm going to have to walk, and I'm going to have to walk through some pretty nasty stuff. And so just making it to the next city is an adventure. The other day, I was playing, and we were trying to make our way to a city, and I was like, oh, there's a path up here on this cliffside. So I went up on the cliffside and found a cave. And inside the cave, there were some, like, those lizard man
yeah,
enemies.
Yeah, lizard men.
Yeah, and so I killed some of those, and I'm like, oh, there's another hole back here. I went through that, and it led to another cave, which had a giant ogre in it. And, man, that fight took me forever.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily,
how many bars
there's a lot
have?
Of... Three.
Okay, yeah.
And luckily, there's a lot of, like, explosive barrels in that area. So I was able to take him down that way. Or at least take out a bunch of his health that way. But it just like that sense of discovery and adventure that the first game did so well, and that quite honestly very few of these games do well, it's a real refreshing change of pace. And I'm glad that it's like what I was hoping for was an upgraded version of the first game, basically. And I'm glad it's that plus a whole lot of extra stuff. So I've been really impressed with it so far.
Yeah, it 100% just feels like a do over. Like it's like the first game, but better.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. And it's it looks nice. It's not the prettiest game that's ever been created, but it looks good for all the stuff that it's doing. It is hard as balls.
Yeah, it is.
But I really enjoy it. I haven't decided yet how I feel about the health system and the fact that you lose parts of your bar. And even if you have healing items, you can't get it all back until you rest in an inn. I'm not a super huge fan of that. It definitely adds to the tension and the it accomplishes what it wants to accomplish, which is, in most RPGs like that, you don't ever have to camp if you don't want to, or you don't ever have to sleep at an inn if you don't want to. You can just use healing items or whatever. This game basically forces you to, I feel stupid saying be more realistic in a game with ogres and goblins and stuff, but it's definitely more realistic in the sense that it's like, okay, no, you don't want to be traveling at night. So when it's night, you should be sleeping somewhere. And you definitely don't want to go on an extended journey because you're going to end up chipping away at your health bar to the point that an unexpected attack, even from some simple enemy, is going to end up killing you. So it forces you to be strategic about when you're traveling and what you're doing and how far you go on a given time. I will say, they're relatively generous with the campsites, but the camp material or whatever that you have to have is heavy as shit.
It is. It's nice that you only have to have one, though.
Right.
Also, also a note, if you have one of those and you're taking pawn, like, stick the stuff on the pawn. Don't be afraid to stick stuff on the pawns you're using, because when they when you dismiss them, it just goes back to the end storage.
Right, right. Yeah. So, yeah, it's an amazing game, and I can't wait to play more of it. So,
have you done any of the main quest?
I mean, only to the extent that I have to accompany that guy to the Capitol.
Oh, okay. So you haven't even started the big quest.
No, I'm not even to the Capitol yet. I've been doing like side stuff and following little paths and stuff like that. As is my wont in games like this, I tend to just, oh, that looks neat, and then I go off or whatever. I got to the ox cart.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy's like, hey, you can either ride to the Capitol with us or you can just walk there. And I'm like, no, I'll walk there. So I've been walking there. And it's not easy, and it's a long way. But I would much rather just sort of wander the area and see what I can find versus trying to push through the main story.
Yeah, the main quest is probably like not my favorite part of that game. Because most of the missions are just like, this is some shit you're going to do here. Now, there is a couple, like, stealth missions, which those suck. I hate those.
Oh, yeah, I've never played a good stealth mission.
No. So, like, those parts are like, I don't like that. But I kind of want to get through that first part, because once you get to the city, there's some shit that goes down. You're like, oh, this is fucked up. I need to take care of this.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm excited to play some more of it and push my way through.
That game's persistence is crazy. Like, I don't know if you've noticed this yet, but like if you kill like an ogre,
yep,
it doesn't disappear.
No, they eventually decay.
Yeah.
Just like the first game. Yeah.
It's fucking crazy, man.
It is crazy. I know it had its performance issues, but this game is doing some crazy stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. That's probably why it runs like kind of like shit most of the time.
Yeah, I do wish, and maybe you access something like this later. I do wish that your pawns could have a spell that would allow you to regain some of your health bar.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen that yet. You can force them to heal you, but they won't heal past the bar.
Right. But anyway, that's it for me.
All right. Well, Terrence still ain't here, so I guess I'll rattle off the couple things I played. Dragon's Dogma was one of them. Like I said, I spent like an hour just in the capital city running around, switching my vocation, and then I stored a bunch of shit at the inn, and then I upgraded my pawn, and then I went and did one mission that was within the capital, which was a stealth mission, which was pretty cool. They had to like break this dude out of prison and like sneak out the back door. That was pretty cool. But then he asked me to do something. Or no, he asked me to do something before I broke him out of prison. And like, it does not tell you where to go.
Oh.
He basically says, yeah, I won't leave this prison until you find me some like a place where I can just sit down and read.
Okay.
That mission is hidden somewhere in the game on an NPC that you don't have to talk to.
Oh, nice.
And you have to do something three times before he even gives you the mission. I had to look it up. I'm not even going to lie. Like, I had to Google that shit, because as soon as I got that part of the quest, it was like, no destination.
Oh, man.
I was like, you just threw me down in this big-ass world and told me I don't have a destination for this quest.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But when I did that quest, that was fucking cool.
I bet it was.
Yeah. Like, once I finally figured out where I was supposed to go, I was like, okay, this... And then when I found the area he was looking for, I was like, oh, damn, this is cool. This is all kinds of cool.
Nice.
So, yeah, that game is... I recommend you play that game the way you're playing it, where you don't try to follow the quest and you just fucking explore, man.
Yeah.
Like, that's the best way to play that game.
I mean, again, that's how I usually play these games anyway, but especially a game like this that really... I mean, it's built to sort of be an adventure, like I said. So definitely, I'm not going to try to rush through it.
No, no. This is going to be a game where, like, I'll take an hour here and there and just dick around in the world.
Yeah.
I also got back into Diablo, so Terrence pinged me and said, hey, you can, like, just start a character and skip the campaign, because I just wasn't enjoying the campaign that much. So I did that, and I've been playing some of the Season 4. I think I'm up to, like, I just played a little bit. Like, I'm up to, like, level 10. I changed to a barbarian and just ran a different class, and I'm having a lot of fun just killing shit and going to icons on the map without having to worry about all that other shit. So yeah, that's been fun. It was nice to see, like, a new area that I hadn't been walking around for the past 12 hours. So I'll probably play a little bit more of that. That game's pretty fun. I played a little bit of Freedom Planet 2, which feels like an Anthony-ass game because it feels like a mix of, like, Sonic the Hedgehog and like, an action platformer because you, like, get weapons and shit.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so, like,
the first one started as a Sonic fan game.
Yeah, so this one has, like, I think 3 different characters, and each one of the characters has, like, a different weapon that they can use, and it's also used for their movement. But it is very much like, here's this big-ass level, there's, like, 40 different ways to traverse between areas, because you gotta go fast. And then, like, you can do, like, double dashes and double jumps and shit like that, and it's pretty fun. It's got some great music. But yeah, it definitely feels like, hey, I made my own version of Sonic the Hedgehog and added my own flair to it. Like Ryan, I played some Mega Man. For me, it was Mega Man 8. I played through two boss stages, and, like, I was like,
which
okay.
Ones?
Is it Frostman and, of course, everybody's favorite Clown Man?
God, I hate Clown Man.
I know you do, but for some reason I love that stage. I don't know why. But yeah, I was like, you know, I haven't played 8 in a while. I'm thinking I want to play 9 and 10 a little bit. Like,
yeah, I'm going to go back through those eventually. I stopped at 6 on my original Mega Man's playthrough. So I'm going to go back and do 7, 8, 9, and 10. But I just felt like playing X the other day, so.
Yeah, I was on a retro kick a little bit this week. I played that, and I also played Last Alert, which was for the TurboGrafx CD. Very much an Akari Warriors-style top-down military shooter, which is very gory, by the way, and very hard.
I have not ever heard of that game.
I think it's Japan only, if I remember. But it is on TurboGrafx CD, so Japan only and TurboGrafx CD kind of limits its its notability in the West, for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I also played, is it Sledstorm for EA Big on the PS2? I get that one and the PS1 one mixed up all the time.
Yeah, I think it's Sledstorm.
Yeah, that game is...
Sledstorm is the PS1 EA game.
What's the PS2 one called? It's Sled something, right?
Sled Storm.
Oh, it's the same name.
They're the same name. It literally, I only said that because that's the first one that came up. And then it's like, for the 2002 video game, they're the same name. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah. No, I played the PS2 one, which is the EA Sports Big. That was a good time. And then I dove into those Japanese-only Sega Ages collections on the PS2. I played a little Alien Syndrome.
Did you play the 3D ones?
Yeah. I was playing, like, the upgraded visual ones.
So that was released in English, eh? All those?
They have English in...
No. There was a Sega Classics collection.
Oh, they put a collection out that had some of them, but in Japan there were 37
volumes.
There's
more. Well, no, but they start off as the 3D remakes, and when people are like, these aren't very good, they switch over and then they become the compilations, and the compilations are the shit that kicks ass. Like, there's a Wonder Boy one, there's a Phantasy Star one, there's a Phantasy Zone one.
The Phantasy Star one is the first, is volume 1.
No, there's 2 Phantasy Stars.
Yeah, no, I know.
One that's 3D, and there's one that's not.
Yeah, I didn't play those. I played Alien Syndrome and I played Outrun. Both of those were the 3D kind of remakes. And then, of course, being who I am, I had to play the Fighting Vipers one and the Last Bronx one and the Dynamite Deca one.
I think that's where we got Nights into Dreams, too, because that's where they ported it finally, and that's the version they've used for, like, PS3, Xbox 360, and PC.
I don't remember if that was
same with Virtua Fighter 2.
Virtua Fighter 2 is definitely one of them. I'm trying to check here real quick. Because there was 37.
Are using Hardcore Gaming 101?
Hardcore Gaming 101.
I know the name sounds bad, but like they are the fucking biggest nerds in the best way possible. They did a breakdown of every single Sega Ages game.
That website name sounds like straight out of 1996.
It looks like it's out in 1996.
No, I was in the Wikipedia, sorry.
So you didn't try Cyber Troopers Virtual On?
I didn't do Virtual On. I've played Virtual On too much.
But yeah, so it's 32, Volume 32, Phantasy Star Complete Collection.
Okay, yeah, I didn't touch that one. I didn't touch that one. And no, Knights isn't in here.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it was just... It was a... So the reason why I'm probably confused is because all of them were released at the 2,000 yen price point.
2,500.
Sorry, that's right. 2,000 was the PS1.
Yeah, this is literally called Sega Ages 2,500 collection.
2,500, yeah. So it was released at the same price, but yeah, it's probably not part of this.
That Golden Axe on that thing sucks. Like, that thing is
awful. Oh, yeah, no, they're bad. The 3D ones are bad.
I didn't mind Alien Syndrome, but Alien Syndrome is hard to fuck up. You know,
Alien Syndrome has a better version on the Wii and PSP.
I wish to God, though, version. In this version, like, the map seems totally random when it pops up for the hostages, and I'm like, can't you just be on the screen the whole time, please? Like,
no.
It just fucking pissed
me off. You can get SDI and Quartet. That was a compilation for some fucking reason. But do you know who made them, eh?
It's M2, right?
Yeah. And so, like, the compilations are so fucking good. We've gotten a lot of them now. Like, I think I'm looking at Herzog's Way here. No, this is not Herzog's Way. But regardless, like, Herzog's Way we've gotten now as part of Sega Ages for the Switch. So, you know, it has English, which is a big part problem with some of these compilations, is that there's no English.
Oh yeah, that's I was also looking at the Rockman PS1 collections a couple weeks ago, and I was like, man, I bet I could do a lot more in this if it was in English.
Yeah, true story.
Like going through the options menu, because I'm sure there's some cool shit in here that I just do not know what it does. I also need to play Game Ground. Everybody talks about Game Ground. I don't know that I've ever actually played it.
I think I've tried it once and never understand it.
It's like, you start at the bottom of the screen, and the goal is to collect a companion and then make it to the top of the screen with, like, a bunch of shit shooting at you. I don't know. Was it Master System or Genesis was the first one? I can't remember.
Genesis, I believe. But you say that, but I'm pretty sure it was early enough where it probably had it was an arcade game originally, but I just don't know if it was ported to the... It was a PAL-only release of Master System in 1990, so technically it predates the Genesis version.
Oh, well, there you go.
Stupid fucking crossover shit. Hey. It's like I have Double Dragon on the Master System.
Dude, that was the better version. Like, I was so jealous
of the guy
who had a Master System when I had an NES, and, like, Double Dragon was on that. I was like, man, the fucking Master System version is so much better.
But then, like, I also have the Master System version of Altered Beast.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
I'm so sorry.
Master System's just a chaos machine.
It was a chaos machine. Like, there's some really good ports on there, and then there's some fucking trash.
Yeah.
Oh. But to be fair, that's the NES, too, right?
I think the NES had just more hits that you could look at and be like, this console's great, and it's, you know, Mario, so it was kind of ubiquitous. What was the ubiquitous title for the Master System?
Fucking Safari Hunt.
Alex Kidd.
Alex Kidd, yeah. I'm sorry, yes. I don't know, man. So, there was some great shit on the Master System. It's just, it was a weird platform. Switch between carts and cards and fucking, I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm good. I just was trying to test my mic, and I was trying to find a way to jump in this conversation, but
you're very quiet. I will tell you that.
You are very quiet.
There we go.
Well, I mean, if you were here on time, we wouldn't have to do testing during the show. You know,
bro, what'd I tell you? Is that better? Am I louder?
Yeah, you are louder now.
Okay, what I tell you, I'm on CP time. Fuck it, I'm on CP time. I had to say it. Listen, I didn't realize it was a Red game because, you know, we live in Cincinnati, and I had to go downtown for something. And I'm down there, I'm like, damn, it's a lot of white people down here on a Sunday. That's not. And then I started seeing all this Red. I'm like, oh shit, it's a Red game, and I had to go by the stadium, like, and it's like stuff is blocked off of it. Oh my god, it's crazy. So I'm sorry, I'm here. I apologize.
No, it's all good. I was just going into some retro shit I played this week because, you know, these new games just piss me off, so.
Well, yeah.
I was playing old shit. Also, I started this the other day. I don't know how I'm going to keep going with it, but I started a playthrough of Metal Gear Solid 2. I don't know if I'm going to do it. I beat Olga, and I'm like, we're about to get into the weird shit.
The weird shit's where I like that game more.
Oh, no, that's true. But I just, like, I don't know if I'm ready to dedicate to it right now. I don't know. Like, I don't know how long it's been since you played that game, but, like, that battle with Olga was, like, the test of my patience with the fucking switching to first person and trying to aim and shit. Oh, my God, that game.
I played it after the PS3 was out, so.
I'm waiting on that collection, too, so I can get that MGS4.
Godspeed, but I don't think you're ever getting that.
Oh, I think I'm totally getting 4. I think it's happening. But yeah, this was mostly a week of just going back to older shit. I didn't play a lot of new shit. I did check out a couple indie games that were interesting, which was Withering Rooms, which is like a, I want to call it like a Pandemonium style 2D, 3D horror game. It's got a nice atmosphere. It's got some decent graphics, but if so far all you do is hide from like creepy Silent Hill shit, and I'm just like, I don't know if I want to do that. I'm not into horror games where you gotta hide. Like, it's not my jam.
She's carrying a knife.
Yeah, I know, but at the beginning of the game, you ain't got shit.
Oh, okay, got it.
So,
like content warning, because you don't have to hide in content warning. You just have to find it.
Oh god, we've already talked about this. Anyway, and also played Flight Path Adventures in Venaris, which is like a shmup with a story. And I'm like, you don't need a story. What are you doing? Just shoot shit. And I think that might be it. Oh, no. I played the Felix the Cat Collection. And I was left afterwards wondering why.
Why you played it or why they made it?
Why they made it. It is literally 3 games. 2 of them are the exact same game, just the US and the Japanese version, and it's an NES game and a Game Boy game, and the Game Boy and NES games are the same. The Game Boy game is just the shitty Game Boy version of the NES game.
Nice.
Ew. The heck?
And I'm like, I think it's $15? I'm like, nah, bro. It should have been 5. Because there's nothing in it. Like, there's no extras. Like, it's just the game, some filters, and a save state.
Okay.
I'm like, why? Is it just because Konami made them? Is that why this is, like, what the fuck are we doing?
I didn't know that Felix the Cat had enough games.
He doesn't. He only has 2. He only has 2, and they're both the same.
Oh, it's okay. It's literally just 2. Okay, I thought it was just 2 games.
When you go to the menu, there are 3 options: console, portable, and console Japan. And console Japan are the same game, just one of them has Japanese text, and the Game Boy game is the same game, except it's fucking shitty Game Boyified.
Nice. Game Boyified is funny. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what the point of this was, like, at all. Like, I'm going to write a review. It's going to be like a paragraph, and it'll just be like, why? Why did you do this?
Why did you do this?
Like, I'm all about game preservation, but, like, you didn't do shit. Like, there's nothing here.
Maybe it was about to be, like, you know, they were about to lose the license or something, and they had to put something out for it real quick. So they were like, ah, let's just slap this together so they could renew it. But then again, it's like, why you try to hold on to Felix the Cat? I don't know if that's necessarily a lucrative.
I remember it was funny when they announced this. All the Xbox guys are like, it's not coming to Xbox. Why is it coming to Xbox? I mean,
y'all really want it?
Internet Archive. That's all also, I'm going to say.
There you go.
Like, you're asking that about Felix. Popeye.
Dude.
Does Popeye have a collection?
No.
No, but Popeye's had a recent game made.
Yeah, there was a new Popeye game. Anthony and I talked about it because we both bought it. Because it was like, what, like a dollar or something?
It was a dollar, and I think neither of us had to actually spend money on it.
No, because I used my coins, my Nintendo coins.
Popeye.
Dude, it's so bad.
It's one of the worst pieces of shit ever made.
It's so bad.
Was it a side-scroller?
No. It's a 3D game.
Oh, wow.
No, but yes, it uses the music from the... well, I guess it's all Popeye music, but as I say, it takes a couple of the cues from the NES game. It's basically just the NES game, or the arcade game, put into 3D, but unfun.
It got delisted, so you can't buy it anymore.
That's a shame.
I see it on the delisted games website.
Some things deserve to be lost.
Dude.
That's crazy.
It's so bad. It's so bad. But I have it forever now until Nintendo shuts down the servers.
Nice.
So. But I think that's it. I think that's all I played. So Terrence, you're the only one left that ain't talked about what he played. So.
Okay, well, I won't rehash content warning since it sounds like Anthony didn't do a good job of selling it and you sounded annoyed when it was brought up.
No, neither of these guys are going to play it, so don't fucking put that on me.
Oh, okay.
You've been here on time.
My bad.
Shut up.
It was totally Anthony's fault.
Go ahead.
Absolutely hilarious.
I'll take the shots because I know I was late and I wasn't here to back you up, but I was like, man, because he was like, we already fucking talked about it. I was like, damn, okay, well, I guess Anthony didn't sell him on it. Shit, all right.
Well, I mean, if you'd have been, you would not be in suspense if you'd have been here for that conversation.
True. This is true. But yeah, I won't go into it. I like that game. I think that's fun. Hopefully me and Anthony will link up and play. I think we just need to play with some randos, for real.
We need to wait until they figured out their... shit,
oh yeah, the server stuff. Yeah,
the video not producing is not fun.
Yeah, because that's part of the hilarity of it all. Is you get to watch your video of your stuff. Oh man,
especially if the other person dies.
Right. Good times. All right. So yeah. Let's say, what did I play? So I'm reviewing Sons of Valhalla on Steam, which this is basically if you played the Kingdom game or any of the 700 spinoffs that they seem to have of that, it's a lot like that. So it's a side scroller where you're controlling a Viking settlement, and so you build. I'm very early in it, so you know, please forgive me. I'm just kind of giving you the kind of broad strokes here. But you build up a village. But the difference is in this, because I think in Kingdom you only control like the king on the horse or whatever, but in this, like, you train up troops and stuff, and then because it's also a roguelite, because what's not nowadays? So
this
you
is
have
why
to,
I only
you know,
play retro games, because fuck this shit.
Yeah, everything is roguelite now. But you know you take down other settlements and stuff, and then you basically try to take over the continent kind of thing. So it's a weird kind of a mix. Again, I only played it for a little bit. It's not horrible. Some of the combat I wish was a little more responsive. It really seems, because it's only on Steam, but it doesn't have a PC a controller tag, but it works perfectly fine with controller. Like, all the buttons are there, it shows up, like, and apparently on some of the reviews I saw on Steam, people were saying that it feels like it's more built for the controller than it is the mouse and keyboard, because those people were kind of struggling. But and it's not coming on console, which is weird, unless it is and they just haven't announced it yet. But anyways, so I'll write a review for that. You'll see that later. Anthony probably told y'all we played some Watch Dogs Legion. That was fun. I actually had a good time. I mean,
fun, but it was not like, I think it, like the gameplay is fine because it plays like Watch Dogs Legion. But my point, I guess, earlier, and I probably did a bad job of explaining this, is that like the technical side of linking up with friends sucks.
Yes. Yeah. Because like if you're in a, because like we were in like a private session at one point too, because I know we started off with public, but like you would put down a marker, but then I couldn't see it. But then like it, then I could see it because it puts like a weird box and stuff. Like it's just not, like it's built for co-op, but it's not built for co-op. Like the ease of use for kind of streamlining everything with your friends was a little weird. But like once we were like doing some of those missions where we like split up and like had to like, you know, beat up people and hack different stuff, that was kind of cool.
Way too hard.
It was, oh my God, that one we didn't even finish, I think. Like, yeah, that was crazy. But yeah, that was, we had a good time. I had a good time. I play it also for review, which I think this is out, so I can talk about it. It's called Freedom Planet 2. I haven't been to Freedom Planet 1, but Freedom Planet 2 is basically Sonic. With,
yeah, I talked about it earlier.
These fairy, oh, did you? Okay, cool. Y'all don't need to hear. Yeah, it's
fucking Sonic with fucking melee combat. It's exactly what it is.
That's exactly. I was weirded out too because I like was going through loops and then like, you know, Sonic will go through a loop and then go up and then like down through the background, like you go underground and come like this does all of that. I was like, holy shit, this is literally Sonic. And then you run up against like, because I had like, I picked the melee girl, the one with the like swiping claws or whatever. So you run up to like, you roll into these like green things and like you just like tear it down, like melee hits or whatever. I'm like, okay, yeah, all right then. So yeah, I'll get more into that later. Anthony and I played some Shredder's Revenge because he had never played that. That was fun. Which actually, we need to get, I mentioned this, we should see if we can get everybody on there since that's the six player.
I told him y'all should have pinged me. I'd fucking go through his Yojimbo, whatever.
Oh, man, yeah, we should have. Yeah, we should all get on there, man. We got to tackle. Yeah, that game is fun. That game is fun. Of course, some Final Fantasy 14 and 16. 16 remains good. I finished my review for Grandia HD Collection. Man, listen, that it's just subpar. I mean, when we talk about collections, that is like the why. This is kind of like that. Like it has widescreen support, and you know, the graphics look better and stuff. First of all, the first game.
But at least people care about this. Who the fuck gives a shit about Felix the Cat?
That's true. Grandia has a little bit more of a use case for its existence than Felix the Cat Collection, but like they didn't do enough to like improve it. And like they charge in like that normal collection price tag, which is like, oh yeah, we buffed this and we did that. Like there's no real monetization to this game outside of like the widescreen support, and you know, they kind of up the graphics and stuff. There is no what's it called? Like the fast forward feature, like when you're playing the game. So like when you're running through the world and stuff like that, like a lot of the games, like I know Final Fantasy VIII has this, the remastered ones.
All of them where, do, like 7, 8, and 9 all have them, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like this doesn't have that. So to Anthony's point, because he was talking about when we were talking about it before, like you have to watch the animation of each of your characters jumping across a chasm and climbing down a ladder and all. And it's monotonous as fuck. Like it's so slow. Like it's back in the day, I loved Grandia 2, because Grandia 1 is rough. Like, that is rough to go back to. Like, even the main character in that is just a little asshole, for real. Like, I don't know if y'all played
it. He's a little asshole.
It is rough to go back to. I was like, nah, I'm cool. And I just went to Grandia 2. But, like, that was even a struggle. Like, the combat and stuff still remains fun, but for the price that they're charging, they didn't do enough of that, at the features that we see in some of these other games where like you can even like the cheats and stuff should be, oh, I should be able to max out my character and do all that. Like this is an old game, right? Like, I mean, I should be able to have some fun with stuff if I want to do that, but they didn't put none of that stuff in there. So
no fun for you.
Oh, well, yeah, basically. Let's see. I played some Helldivers. I'm sure y'all talked about that. I feel like that's probably it. I think there's other stuff, but I can't talk about it yet because it's embargo still. But yeah, I think. Oh no, I bought that game that I had sent to you, Ryan. It was on sale on Steam for like $10. That Spaceborne 2.
Yeah.
I went and picked that up. You know what? It's not bad. Like, it's pretty solid. Like, there's some controls that are kind of weird on the controller, that they still haven't kind of tweaked out, but like graphically and stuff like that, it's way better than not graphically. Graphically is cool, but like gameplay system wise, it's better than Starfield. Like you can get in your ship, you take off, and you can fly into space from the planet. You can fly to a planet and fly down on it, and it has all that stuff that we were looking for.
Yeah.
In Starfield. So hopefully, when they reach 1.1, it'll be, or 1.0. There it is.
Yeah.
1.0, it'll be really good. But yeah, they're on the right track. Just to let you know, because I know you was looking at it too. So
yeah, it was. Yeah. So I'll keep that one on the watch list and see what it's like when it goes to 1.0.
I mean, if anybody listened to the show, nobody would possibly take out of context the fact that he just said it's better than Starfield.
Yeah. Well, of course. Yeah. I'm taking it out of context right now.
I mean, it's not very hard to be better than Starfield.
Oh, I don't snap!
I really don't feel like it is. I mean, Starfield's not a horrible game, but I don't think any of us are clamoring to go back to it.
I keep thinking about it, and then I'm like, nah.
Yeah, I do too, because I'm like, oh, I should install it. Then I'm like,
nah, if they ever finally put that fucking 60 frames in there, I will go play it.
You know what? It doesn't have the space stuff I want, man. Yeah, like I
just go around shooting shit at 60 frames a second. So, but you know, it would probably last like 20 minutes. To be fair,
yeah. There's plenty of games I'd rather play than that one.
Yep.
I mean, I still play Overwatch every day, so I mean, I can't say anything.
Man, I know. Cause I
did
you.
It. I did it. I did a social experiment. I wanted to see how bad it could actually be.
What'd you do?
I got 11 losses in a row before I got a win.
Jesus Christ, man.
11.
I just don't... Were you still having fun in them 11 losses? Like, even
if Oh, hell no. I got a loss streak on, like, my ranking. And I was like, all right. I want to know. I'm going to go until I win. Like, that was my thing. I was like, I'm going to go until I win. I want to see how far this rabbit hole goes. I made it to 11.
Damn. Like, damn.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never lost that many games in a row. That's how bad this season is.
God. Yeah, I'd have tapped a long time ago. They didn't need to revert back to 6v6 and just bring back Overwatch 1, essentially. Mm-hmm.
That whole conversation sprung up again because the tank roll sucks.
Oh, poor Blizzard. Poor Blizzard. I'm sure they'll get it together. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I don't be stalking you, nigga. I was playing
Hearthstone. This motherfucker sent me a chat in Blizzard chat while I was playing.
Yep, and I was like, this nigga, or I said, this guy, something like that, because he was playing Overwatch 2, and he gonna be like, so? Stalker. I don't be stalking you, nigga. I just happen to be playing a system that happens to tell me what my friends are doing.
Sure. Like, I'm just in the middle of the game, I see a purple chat pop up, I'm like, who the fuck is DMing me on Blizzard? Like, I was expecting somebody from the last game was gonna tell me how bad I sucked or something. It's like, no, it's this motherfucker.
Nah, it's just me. Just me. but yeah, I think that's it. That's all I played. So.
All right. Yeah. Lots of video games to talk about. It's a weird time right now. Because there ain't no big games.
No, but lots of little stuff. Medium little stuff.
Speaking of...
I mean, Dragon's Dogma just came out like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but that's 2 weeks ago, Ryan. You know how video games are now. If that shit ain't today, that shit is old. Lately.
Yeah. Jackson.
Man, I feel like I've got way too much to play right now.
Oh, we all have too much to play, but we all want that next fix, man. We want that new game.
Yeah.
Which, you know what it is? It's Big Booty Hose. That's the next game, right?
What? Actually, it is. Stellar Jiggle Blade.
Booty? Jiggle Booty? Oh, yeah.
Man, yeah, I could care less about that. I tried to go back to that demo.
The one with the realistic woman?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When dude hit me with the skill issue on my comment and your ass was talking about something, I chuckled at this. I'm like, this motherfucker. But yeah, so I went back and I played it. I was like, okay, I'm going to really focus on this. So it's not a skill issue. Man, it ain't no skill. It's a skill issue of the developers, like I said. Like, that combat's just not it.
I mean,
I don't know what they're talking about.
They spent all the time on the butt physics. They didn't have time for the combat. I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, Ugh. I wish
they had
a
to
whale,
give
though.
her. They had to give her realistic jiggle when she went down the ladder. That was.
Dude, I'm not. I know you're joking, Ryan, but that
I
motherfucker
am
actually
joking.
Said that.
Oh my god.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, the developer was like, "We spend a lot of time on the butt physics because that's what you're looking at most of the time, and I like to look at attractive people."
Oh my
Jesus
god.
Christ.
That's a real thing that I saw this weekend on Twitter.
A game by a creep for creeps. Got it. All right. Cool.
But it's a real woman, just so you know.
It's a real woman. And I've never seen, and I've looked at a lot of women. All right. Now, I'm not Kareem Abdul-Jabbar out this motherfucker. I ain't trying to say that. Don't think that. But I've looked at a lot of women. I've never seen women that move like Eve moves in this game.
Well, she looked like an anime character, too.
Dead or Alive beach volleyball vibes.
Those are real women.
Very much. Very much Dead or Alive beach volleyball vibe. Like, because that stuff was just jiggling uncontrollably. It's like, who? No one done this. Like, what? Ugh. Crazy.
You just don't.
Dead or Alive beach volleyball.
That shit's real. Mm-hmm. That's based on a true story.
Yep. I played it. I think I played two of them. Wasn't there one called, like, Extreme or something?
That's what it's called. The volleyball is called Extreme, and then there's Extreme 2, and then there was a third one that only came out in Japan and Korea.
Oh, okay. Okay, then I played both of them, man. Yeah, it was, like, demos, like at EB or something like that. Like, I never actually bought
them. The volleyball in those games is actually good. Everything else around
it
is fucking creepy.
Yep, but the game itself was actually, it was pretty solid.
Yeah, those games are weird. All right, what's out this week? Series X, PlayStation 5. We got Botany Manor, Daymare 1994 Sandcastle, Gigantic Rampage Edition. What the fuck is this game coming back? I have no clue.
You know what? What's crazy is I don't know why they brought this back and didn't bring back Battleborn, especially since Gigantic is a paid game. Apparently it's $20. So it was free to play. And people left, and like you canceled it because of dwindling numbers. So you're going to bring it back, add some stuff, but then make people pay for it so that, yeah, that's going to guarantee, I guess, the people that paid for it are going to play, but that's not going to attract. Like, what the fuck? I don't understand what the plan
is
here.
I know what it is. It's being run by the Underpants Gnomes. They skipped step two. Remember, step one, collect underpants. Step two, step three, profit.
Yes. Oh, God. I love that. Oh, man.
Broken Roads, House Flipper 2, Jor-El's Brother, and the Most Important Game of the Galaxy, Complete Edition.
Okay.
All right. Soko Frog, Die Again, Let's Revolution. It's two words, both ending with an exclamation point.
Oh, wow.
Loretta, The Kinderman Remedy, Glorious Savior, and Outer Terror. Contraptions Collection, Pacific Drive Deluxe Edition, and that's all for the new consoles.
Didn't y'all play that Pacific Drive game? Wasn't that like the horror game, but you're only in the car or whatever?
I heard it was a roguelike or something like you.
Oh, is okay.
You take the car out, you do your thing, and then like you can when it breaks down, you go back and use your collection to make the car better to go further kind of thing.
Yeah, everything is a roguelike.
PS4 and Xbox One, it's pretty much the same stuff. Like there's nothing specifically for the old systems anymore. And then we get to the Switch. We've got Cosmic Hare, as in H-A-R-E, so it's a rabbit. Find Room 96. Fire Race. Last Bloody Snack. Farming Simulator Kids. Mars Assault 3D Shooter. Overdriven Evolution. Oh, it appears there is new DLC for AEW Fight Forever called Haters Gonna Game.
Yeah, it's the Jamie Hayter DLC.
All right. I'm glad you knew what that was, because I thought it was David Hayter's going to play Metal Gear, because he's going to game.
Okay, so I looked up Find Room 96, because I'm like, that sounds terrible. It is. There's this new type of game. I don't remember what it's called. Exit something or other. It's
That old PSP game?
The Exit 8.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I knew it was something like that. And what it is a memory game, and you keep walking down the same hallway, and you're trying to find changes. And so it's got clones, because any popular game, you know, generates that. And that's what Find Room 96 is.
Okay. All right. You could have made that up, and I'd still believe you, by the way. Bakery Simulator. Atto. I'm sorry when I read this, it made me laugh. Cirrus Business. Cirrus.
That's the name of the game?
C-I-R-R-U-S Business. Cirrus Business.
Nice. Cirrus Business.
Cirrus Business.
Spell that one more time.
C-I-R-R-U-S.
Oh, like the clouds.
Yeah.
It's cloud Cirrus game.
Business. Cleaning Queens 2, Sparkling Palace.
Oh.
We got another Egg Console, Dragon Slayer 4, DRASLE Family MSX 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Damn right. Escape Game, The Deserted House, Football Cup 2024, Hatsumira from the Future Undying. I'm sorry, was there already a Hentai Girls puzzle? Like, it's on here again. Like,
there's always a Hentai Girl puzzle. There's always more Hentai to make puzzles of.
I'm sure.
Correct.
Heroes Hour, Mimi the Cat, Mimi Scratcher. Okay.
All right.
Moonglow Bay, Motorcycle Extreme Driver Moto Racing Simulator, Oxytone, Slave Zero X, Sophia the Traveler, Steel Sand Mars Chronicles Survival Simulator, Color Road, Take Me Home, Crypt Trio, Exploration Adventures, Farmyard Haven, King Creek Survivors, and In Blocks Unlock Your Creativity. So, lots of bangers this week, as you can tell. So let's do the news. Tales of Kenzera Zao comes to PlayStation Plus/Premium when it launches on April 23rd.
What that is.
That's that Metroidvania game that looked really cool.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's the African, the one that's done by the dude voiced by his studio.
Dave the Diver is also coming to the PlayStation Plus game catalog when it launches on PlayStation 5 on April 16th. We got the new Xbox Game Pass drop. Lego 2K Drive, Little Gator Game, EA Sports PGA Tour, Kona, Botany Manor, Shadow of the Tomb Raider Definitive Edition, and Harold Halibut.
I want to play Harold Halibut just because of the art style. It's like claymation, stop motion stuff. It looks cool. And 2K Drive is not a bad game. I don't know if any of y'all actually care about.
I played it when it came out, and like, I just fell off.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, I did too because it's a racer, but it's not horrible. Like, I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of cool for a little bit, but you know, kids.
It's an open world racing game, which is whatever. Microsoft is working on an Xbox AI chatbot that can help with support and queries and game refunds. I like those are fun because you can game those to give you like easy access. Get your money back.
Mm-hmm.
I use that shit on DoorDash all the time because DoorDash always wants to give you like, we'll give you a $3 credit. I'm like, motherfucker, my cheeseburger was wrong. You better give me back the whole amount. Hollow Knight Silk Song Xbox page showed up this week. You can you know, wish list it. So that game is probably coming at the. It's coming at the Summer Game Fest, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's what's going to happen. Jeff Grubb heard a rumor that Gear 6 is, you're going to see it this summer, and as Shinobi on Twitter said, you're not ready. I'm hearing, like, the rumors that I read about this is that this ain't even coming to Series X, by the way.
I think that's what Jeff Grubb said on that thing that was Paris, that it would just be a launch title for the next system. And I could see that. I mean, and that's fine, too.
We're talking 2026, Gear 6, Unreal 5. Oh, man, I bet that's going to look fucking crazy.
I'm sure. I just hope they bring back the multiplayer, that arcade mode, because they took that out, and then it just, y'all don't play it, but that arcade, playing multiplayer in Gears literally just turns into every nigga running around with the Nasher, running, trying to get in your face and just explode you. Like, that's all,
it turns into. I'm going to be honest with you, I just want another Gears campaign, like the first and second games, where it's like more horror.
That would be cool.
Like,
yeah,
that shit was great. Cool. Like, that, you know that mission where the blind creature was chasing? Like, that still sticks with me, like, to this day.
Yep.
Like, yeah, Gears was fucking on point for 1 and 2, man. They were so good. Night Dive on April Fool's Day announced they were making PO'd, the definitive edition. Everybody thought it was a joke. It's not a joke. They're actually remastering PO'd.
That's crazy.
I don't know if y'all motherfuckers ever played this game, but you literally are hitting assholes with a frying pan. And I'm not being facetious here. It's a literal asshole that farts on you, and you hit it with a frying pan.
Oh, I understood. I just don't have a comment.
Right, I didn't either. I was processing it. I was like, damn, I did not play this game, and that's,
This game was a 3DO game that got a port to the PlayStation, and it's way too fucking hard. I will tell you that. It's way too fucking hard. And it goes kind of hard, too, because, like, think of it as, like, you're John McClane, because you have, like, a foot meter. Like, that's your... It's a weird game.
Yeah, I'm looking at the thing, but it's a chef. Wow. Trying to escape. He has a frying pan and a drill.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
All right.
This game is fucking wild. I'm excited to play this because I love those old stupid shooters, but this is not a good game. Don't take what I'm saying the wrong way. It's a bad video game, but I'm going to be there. Inti Creates announced Divine Dynamo Flamefrit. But we don't know if it's real or not because it was announced on April Fool's Day. So
why do they even do that? Like, God.
Bug Snacks, the card game, is up on Kickstarter because we want that.
Huh, okay.
Nightmare Cart, which was formerly known as Bloodborne Cart, launches May 31st, free on Steam and itch.io.
Okay.
You don't want to play Bloodborne Cart?
No, I didn't like Bloodborne.
Right?
What? You didn't like Bloodborne?
No.
Wow.
I think we might be the only two people, because I always hear people talking about how amazing Bloodborne is, and I tried to play that game twice.
Bloodborne is the second best Souls game to me.
Mm. Okay, well.
I love that game. I thought that game was great.
All right.
Sega and Ryugaku. What's that?
I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you.
I'm glad. I need you to be happy for. I need that justification.
I know you need that validation. For
That's right.
Sure.
I need that. It's how I live. It's how I make it to tomorrow.
Needed to live.
Sega and Ryu Gakutoku announced the cast auditions for the next Like a Dragon. It's not Yakuza Kiwami 3, but they said, but I'm just going to say, I think we'll do a Kiwami 3 at some point. I think we'll definitely do it sooner or later.
Okay.
What would Kiwami 3 be? Is that...
A remake of 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what Kiwami is that it's the old games on the new engine, basically.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
After high fan demand, Harada is looking into bringing Waffle House stage to Tekken 8.
Oh, yeah, that was my God.
That was funny. Did you guys follow any of the...
It was an April Fool's joke, right? And then he saw it?
Well, somebody suggested it, and he posted... Everybody keeps telling me that we should add a Waffle House stage to Tekken. Yeah. Somebody please explain the joke to me.
Yep.
And so somebody explained to him that people get in fights at Waffle House. And he responded basically by saying that he'll have to try to clear it with the people at Waffle House, that he can't just make that decision on his own.
That's crazy.
So whether they ever actually do add it or not, I think it's hilarious.
It was like slick of them, though, this week that they added microtransactions to Tekken 8. And, like, nobody covered it.
Yep.
Kind of shitty.
What? For what? Costumes or something?
Costumes and I think there was something else like customization items and things.
Oh, man.
Which, you know, that game gave you a hell of a lot of shit out of the box, so I'm not going to get too upset about it. It is what it is. Saber Interactive CEO Matthew Kark told IGN that Star Wars KOTOR Remake is still alive. It's been in the press numerous times. What I will say is that the game is alive and well, and we're dedicated to making sure we exceed consumer expectations.
I call bullshit.
I mean, probably. I was about to say that. I was about to say that.
Jeff Grubb continues to say that, like, Sony wants nothing to do with that anymore, so I'm curious what happens with that thing.
I was going to say, because I was just about to ask, is it still exclusive? Because Sony is distancing themselves.
Yeah, Sony don't want any part of it, so if it's exclusive, I'd be shocked, because, like, why would you limit yourself then to one platform when they don't even care?
Right.
What do we got here? Ubisoft Forward has been set for June 10th, 2024. Rumors of a Splinter Cell remake are floating about.
Yeah, I saw that. They changed the Ubisoft Toronto stuff on Twix to have Sam Fisher's green, you know, three little eye things or whatever. And I was like, man, I'm just going to prepare for disappointment. Because they always do stuff like this. Where the Splinter Cell VR game that we were supposed to get? Where was the whole tease that my man was coming back to be Sam? That was like 3 years ago. Like, man.
Yeah. I do not know.
But we got Skull and Bones.
I mean.
Him.
Jesus. Who cares? All right, look, this could spark some interesting conversation. So there was this report that came out this week from Newzoo saying that 60% of playtime in 2023 went to 6 year or older games, games including GTA 5, Fortnite, Minecraft, etc. GTA 5 accounted for 27% of all playtime in 2023, and only one dedicated single player game across Xbox and PlayStation reached the top 10. You know what game that was? You probably do know.
I don't.
It was on both systems?
No. Only one single player game.
Spider-Man?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Or Last Zelda? Last...
Nope.
No, it was only on PlayStation and Xbox, he said.
Oh. I was thinking about consoles.
It was on one.
I don't know.
No, it wasn't on both. I was saying.
No, but, I mean, one or the other. Yeah, that's what you were saying. Yeah. Yeah, so it wouldn't have been Zelda is what I was saying. What was it?
Fucking Starfield.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Huh.
That is the only game that made the top 10 most played single player most played games in 2023 that was single player. Which is crazy.
You know what? I guess that kind of makes sense though, because everybody wanted to try it, right? Because that had been, you know, everybody
wanted
to
play it. It was on Game Pass, right? So nobody had to pay for it.
Yep. Yeah. Still wild.
Yeah.
So yeah. Basically what I took from all of this is like we sit around, we bitch, we want these single-player games, and that's why there's no Sony games this year, probably. And that's why you see companies like Microsoft putting games on multiple platforms. That's why you see them invest in mobile and PC and games as a service, because them single-player games ain't making that money.
Yep.
Which sucks for people like us that enjoy, you know, that single-player experience, but...
Yeah.
I feel like we're going to see a lot less of those going forward, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, I fear that you are correct.
Yeah. I mean, that is crazy, right? GTA 5 is 27% of all playtime in 2023.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
That's because the YouTubers, the Twitchers and all of that.
The TikTokers.
They have whole... what's it called? Like role play things. Some of that stuff is actually kind of cool. I'm like impressed. It's like what they did with like Halo and Red versus Blue. Like
people they're LARPing out there.
Shows and shit. Yeah. Crazy.
LARPing in a video game. It's crazy. It's like what Second Life wanted to be is now GTA.
Yep. Yeah, because Second Life never, it didn't make it.
System Shock Remake is getting its biggest patch on April 11th, including revised ending sequence, female hacker voice, optional waypoints, and quality of life stuff. That game is still not out on consoles. It's crazy.
No, but it's coming, and that also means I'm getting my physical stuff finally.
I want to play that, but I've been waiting on the Xbox version. I thought it was going to be within like 6 months of the PC version, but that totally did not happen.
Which one is this?
System Shock Remake.
Okay, yeah.
Rumor, according to Tom Henderson at Insider Gaming, is that Ubisoft and Evil Empire, the guys who made Dead Cells, are working on a new, stop me if you've heard this, roguelite Prince of Persia game that will launch later this year on Steam Early Access with constant free updates.
Lord.
Yeah. Everything. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Rogue! Bloomberg reporting that Yu Miyake will no longer oversee the Dragon Quest IP. People told Bloomberg that Yosuke Saito, who oversees Nier, is a strong candidate to take Miyake's role. Since becoming president last year, Kiryu has streamlined game production by shutting down many unannounced projects and planning checks on producers' influence, the people said. The people!
People.
The people. Does that make you nervous, Ryan, that the guy's not overseeing Dragon Quest anymore?
I mean, yeah, a little bit, I guess. But what makes me even more nervous is the fact that we still haven't heard anything else about Dragon Quest XII, and we still don't have any updates on the Dragon Quest III 2.5D remake.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, that makes me way more nervous than just a leadership change. I have a feeling that the 2.5D remake is going to end up canceled, which is going to make me upset.
Yeah. Atari has acquired the rights to Roller Coaster Tycoon 3. I just kind of shrug at that. The Embracer CEO says the restructuring process is over. No more studios are for sale. In the restructuring process, 1,400 people lost their job, 3 studios got shut down, and they sold Saber and Gearbox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not great numbers, guys.
No.
Great numbers.
Speaking of layoffs, Relic laid off 41 employees after recent independence from Sega, and Ubisoft laid off 45 employees from its publishing side. Oh, excuse me.
Layoffs.
I mean, this all goes back to that conversation we just had about, like, most games that are being played are from 6 years ago. Like, these games aren't making money. These companies are, you know, snatching up too many developers and then not being able to maintain them, so they lay them off, and it's just, it's a nasty cycle.
Yep.
Jim Ryan has confirmed that the final number of PS2 consoles sold is 160 million and not the previous known 155. Motherfucker just found 5 million PlayStation 2s in an odd lot somewhere and sold them. That's what happened.
Right.
Fucking Jim Ryan on his way out the door is like, the Switch will never catch us. Get my bobblehead, you fucks. Sorry, I just... Jim Ryan always just seems like a dick, right? Like, he just felt like he was a dick. I don't know. Maybe he's not. I don't know. Content warning, a game by Landfall, which launched for free until April 2nd, had 6 million downloads and reached 200,000 concurrent players. Well, that's what happens when you give your game away for free. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Dragon's Dogma 2 sales surpassed 2.5 million units. For comparison, Dragon's Dogma 1 has now sold 10 million. But let's be fair, Dragon's Dogma 1's been on sale for $5 for like the last 7 years. So
yes,
it really has.
Dwarf Fortress sold 800,000 copies in its first year, and Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duel has surpassed 60 million downloads. Ubisoft is going to debut the story trailer for Star Wars Outlaws Tuesday, April 9th, that's this Tuesday, at 9 a.m. Pacific time.
Excited to see that.
According to The Verge, the Xbox Summer Showcase is set to take place on June 9th, and the rumored games to be shown are Gears of War 6, Avowed, Indiana Jones and the Great Circle, Flight Simulator 2024, and the next Call of Duty. I'm not going to lie, that's kind of a banger show.
So. It is. And actually, yeah, it's about the time for the Call of Duty to be shown, at least a single player. So, yeah.
Apple has opened up the App Store to retro game emulators. They can come to the store globally and offer downloadable games as long as those games comply with, quote, all applicable laws.
Yeah.
Boy, nobody will circumvent that, right?
No, of course not. I expect that to last about 6 days.
Yeah. Should be interesting, to say the least. Call of Duty Vanguard, which is one of the most disliked Call of Duties among fans, has reportedly sold over 30 million copies.
Yeah. Guess people didn't dislike it that much.
You think?
I liked Vanguard. I thought it was all right.
You know, that's one of the ones I never finished. Like, the campaign. Like, I just got bored with it. I don't know.
It was, they did that different approach with the different characters and stories or whatever. It wasn't bad.
Alright. The last story I got was exclusive that dropped, I think, on Saturday. This came from Windows Central. Jess Corden over at Windows Central that he has obtained emails from within Microsoft that says Xbox President Sarah Bond has set up a new team dedicated to game preservation and forward compatibility. The backward compatibility program will continue on future Xbox hardware. They also in here said that Microsoft has doubled down and are dedicated to the future platforms, working on their next console, which could be sooner rather than later. Also in these emails, it was revealed that Diablo 4 Xbox is now the most prominent platform for Diablo 4 since its launch into Game Pass. I was excited about this news because, you know, the question surrounding whether or not they do hardware, but the fact that they're still going to continue to carry games forward is always, always good news. And people can criticize it all they want, but name me a company that's doing backwards compatibility better than Xbox. Like,
no, you can't.
Like, you can point to a lot of things they do wrong, but that is mm-hmm. one that they just leave everybody else in the dust on.
Yep.
So. But no, that's it. That's all the news I got. And I don't have any tweets or emails. So do y'all have anything else?
Nope.
No.
Wow. Could that be a short show?
Could be.
They're probably grateful. We'd be having long shows sometimes. They're like, yeah, oh, thank God.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's usually a lot. But like I said earlier in the show, like, it's April's a light month. What is there? Is that Mario RPG for Switch in April? Is that April?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Like, I want to say that's April, and then Stellar Blade, and then, like, the next big game after that's Hellblade, right? Which is until May.
Yep.
So, like, it is a quiet time for big games. News is going to... I'm going to tell you right now, this happens every year. News is going to be dead between April and May. Because they're saving everything for June.
Yep.
So, we're not going to see a bunch of news. We're not going to see a bunch of games. I was trying to find the date for that Mario game. I thought it was... Maybe it's not till May. Maybe I'm wrong. There's a game coming out called Corn Kid 64. I'm down for that. Whisker Waters. That sounds like a winner, too. Man, there's some weird-ass games coming to the Switch. I was just going through this. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Just remember this game from...
That's their bread and butter, though. Them weird games.
Girl Genius Adventures in Castle Heterodyne.
Like, Jesus.
Like, what the fuck is this? What is happening?
Yeah, Sandland doesn't come out till the 26th
of April.
Yep. Yeah, it's the end of the month.
Okay, so
month.
That's another pretty decent size game, but that'll be niche, I think, a little bit. What is that? What Mario is it? Is it Super Mario RPG? What?
No, Paper Mario: The Thousand Year Door.
That's right.
Paper Mario: Thousand Year Door. Switch release date. There we go. Google's awesome. May 23rd. Yeah, so it's not even out this month. Wow. Yeah, it is a quiet time
in April. It is indeed.
Which I'm okay with. Like I can play some other shit.
Right?
I say that, but then I'm like, I don't play it. I just play Overwatch. Okay. All right. Well, I don't have anything else.
Agreed.
Cool. Phoenix Down is. Are you guys gonna do that? What are you doing?
We will at some point. I just don't know when. I have to make art and then temp art and then we'll record an episode. All
right. Because Drew's on hiatus.
He's on hiatus.
Hold on. So yeah. I did get some tweets. Hold on. Sorry. I apologize. I forgot these came in as soon as I tweeted because I didn't have like a new notification, but I do have a couple of tweets. Jeremy says, "Hey guys, I forgot to wish Drew congratulations on the baby girl. Also been wondering what other hobbies you gents have other than games. I got pretty into collecting Transformers a little over a year ago, and holy crap, that's expensive."
Oh yeah, it is.
Dude, I don't know. I bought like 2 Transformers statues at one point, and they're very expensive.
Yeah, I collect figures and statues. I did do Funko Pops. I actually just sold all of them. Like, I kept like my favorites, and I just got rid of all those because I was like paring stuff down. But then the other hobby is I paint miniatures. Like, I'm trying to get better at that, like Warhammer and stuff.
I mean, y'all know what I do. Anthony, you want to tell him who I am?
You fiddle.
I'm the fiddler. You're goddamn right. That's what you're supposed to say, so he could have hit it with that.
Goddamn right. Yeah, I just fucking fiddle with shit. That's my hobby. You got like something new for me to set up? I'm there. I'm totally there. Anybody else?
Yep. I like to play golf. I like to play tennis.
The whitest sports.
Yes, correct.
You know what? I didn't know you golf. I want to learn how to play golf. Like, I've always wanted to, but I never had friends that actually did it because, you know, I'm black. So,
I made a joke there. I could have got myself in trouble. Holy shit.
Tiger Woods is black.
He's one nigga out of a lot. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying.
According to the draft, he's not anymore, remember?
Yeah, that's right. I would happily take you golfing at some point.
Yeah, man, we'll have to link up.
Me and Brian Peterson used to play all the time, but I don't think he's played in a while. But yeah, absolutely, we could play sometime.
Oh.
Yeah, and then I like in terms of like indoor hobbies, I guess. I like to fiddle around on the guitar, although I'm not that good.
Man, I want to get back into doing that, but like I get yelled at all the time because it's so loud. I need to buy a good set of headphones
for my. Man, I tell you what, I love the. I think I mentioned it before. I bought a carbon fiber travel guitar, and I love that thing. It's really fun. It's got some cool. It's got a built-in onboard speaker, so it's got some pretty cool effects in it built in without an amp. It's a lot of fun.
I just need to buy a sweet ass pair of headphones for my amp, so I'm not making so much noise.
Right.
Because if I play the acoustic, it's just going to be loud.
Yes, 100%. Yeah, that's okay. Those are probably my biggest hobbies, I would say.
What about you, Anthony?
I mean, reading comics, music. I've talked about those
comics
in the podcast before.
Comics too. Forgot about that.
I like to read books too. I read a decent amount of books.
I can't read.
I listen to books more, and now like I can read comics, but I listen to like my books on audiobook. Like that's how I do all the Dritz ones and all that. Love Victor Bravine.
Do they do comics on Audible? I'm just curious if that's a thing.
So yes and no. So they do the comics, but it's like the whole storyline. But then they like cast like different voices and stuff. Like it's really hit or miss. Like they have like the death of Captain America and stuff like that. Like it's not.
He died.
Yeah, I know.
Just kidding.
Crazy. Crazy.
Sorry. Oh shit. All right. Oh yeah, we totally forgot to talk about this, but this next tweet brings it up, so that's okay. Shogun says, he replied to me saying that we're recording in 30 minutes or less. He said, 30 minutes or less, that won't work. Clearly anything 30 is trash, like 30 frames per second. When did gamers get so particular? I understand being disappointed, but this week's discourse can only be described as unhinged. Wonder why they don't just lower the resolution to 1440 or 1080. Oh, man. Yeah, so the conversation around Hellblade is an interesting one.
Yeah, I saw that because it's 30.
It's Unreal 5, which you can probably count on your hand the number of big games that have been built in Unreal 5 at this point.
Yeah.
That shit's going to be slow, but also I got really irritated when they were like, it's a decision to keep the game cinematic. I'm like, but it's going to be 60 on PC.
100% yep. It's going to be.
So it's not a decision. It's a limitation.
Exactly.
And I don't even care if there's a PS5 Pro this year. You're not going to run an Unreal Engine 5 game on that CPU at 60 frames a second.
No.
Unreal 5 is just way too... Like, I understand like his thought of like dropping the resolution. Even dropping a resolution, you're not going to get that fidelity. You're just not. Not at 60 on these consoles. Like, Xbox, whatever they call the fucking next one, and the PS6 will probably be able to run Unreal 5 games at 60 frames a second, but not any of this gen. No. There's just no way. And for everybody yelling at me, listening to this, going, well, Horizon and Spider-Man, they're not built in Unreal 5. Like, Unreal 5 is just... People ain't been working with it long enough to optimize it yet.
Right, and I think that's what everybody is forgetting. Like, it's not new enough to have all of that shit. Or, like, people haven't had enough time with it, really. Like, it's too new. But, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we just dealt with this with Dragon's Dogma. Anybody who has played Final Fantasy VII Rebirth knows that performance mode looks kind of like crap a lot of times. Like, it's real blurry. Final Fantasy 16 cannot hold a 60 frames per second mode. I don't think they wanted a 60 frames per second mode. So, yeah, it's... Unreal 5 is kind of a bitch, I'm just going to say. And let's be fair, Hellblade, whether you want to play it or not, you're probably going to boot it up because, Jesus Christ, that thing looks ridiculously good. He also says, also Steam hardware charts, it shows 58% of people play in 1080, 19% play in 1440, and only 3% play in full 4K. It seems like the consoles are punching above the needed weight class. Another week of not understanding gamers' outrage, but maybe limiting to only 30 and not giving performance mode is the problem. I mean, sure.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm going to be honest with you. I know you think the consoles are trying to punch above their weight, but 95% of them don't run at native 4K anyway. Like, that shit is upscaled. Right. I don't know, man. As long as the game looks good and feels good to play, I don't care. Of course I want the best performance out of the console that you can get. Like, it irritates me that Dragon's Dogma is like... It fluctuates. That bothers me more. Although they did add the cap now. You can cap it to 30.
I mean, that's good.
Yeah, which is nice.
Does it still drop in the city?
I didn't have as many because you can turn off ray tracing now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can turn off ray tracing. And yeah, I turned off motion blur because...
Who the fuck is that?
Yeah, motion blur sucks every time.
Yep.
Yeah, I turned that off. I turned off ray tracing. I think I'm going to turn on the cap for 30 because it still feels like it fluctuates a little too much for my liking. My only concern is that I don't think the VRR kicks in on 30. I think it has to be.
Yeah, my TV doesn't have that anyway.
Yeah, I think it at least has to be 40. So, sounds like you need to upgrade your TV, Ryan.
Yeah, probably.
I'm just kidding. Wait, didn't you buy one of the LG OLEDs?
No.
Oh, I thought that's what you had.
Nope, I do not. I have two 65-inch Samsungs, one in my living room and one in my bedroom.
Oh, I swear to God, I thought you bought one of the LG OLEDs. That's crazy. All right.
No, the eventually I'll upgrade my television, but
there's no reason to if it's not broken.
Yeah, I don't feel pressed to right now. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because mine broke, is why I upgraded it, and then I got the OLED. I have one, but I think my next one will probably end up being the Samsung.
Well, I like
they're nice.
The QLEDs. I think I like them a little bit better than the OLEDs.
I do too, because yeah, the one I have is an OLED, but I think I like the Q ones better.
I mean, that's fine.
You like the OLEDs better?
I do. I have a QLED out. Like, it's what I had before, because I went OLED, QLED, then back to OLED.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So what did you like about it? Was the blacks or something, like the colors or something?
The blacks aren't as deep, and then like, I don't know, this is like the functionality stuff behind the scenes wasn't as smooth.
Mm. So, I got you.
Yeah, but I mean, that Samsung, the QLED I had was nice. Like, I wouldn't kick it out of bed for eating cookies or anything, you know, it's a nice TV.
Right.
But I think I just prefer the OLED, just that deep black and that crystal clear screen. I don't know. It's very pretty. But yeah, I don't know, man. Games run fine. As long as they're not, like, I'm going to be disappointed to not play Hellblade at 60, but I'm not going to be mad to play Hellblade not at 60. So,
right.
I don't really care. I'm playing Dragon's Dogma, it's fun, and that shit's all over the place frame rate-wise. Anyway, all right, now I think that's it. That's it. We're done now. We can go eat lunch and play video games.
I got some yard work to do today, so that'll be my.
Oh, yeah, I did that yesterday. Yes.
Yeah.
Give me some lunch and play some games.
I did my yard work yesterday and pulled a muscle in my shoulder.
Damn! What was you doing?
I don't know. What's funny is I didn't feel
he,
it.
He was yard working at over 40. That's what he was doing.
That's true. That's true.
That'll do it.
Which sucks because like I had a bunch of shit I wanted to do today, so I was like, I'm debating what do I do first. And I did the yard work yesterday, which is always. I'm going to tell you right now, I enjoy doing yard work now that I have a riding mower, because my ass just drives around the backyard for like
4 minutes. I'm sure. Yeah. Like, if my lawn was big enough for a riding mower, because I just feel like it's not, because it would be a waste. Like, I would totally get one, because, man.
I got a cup holder, and I just turn on the key and just drive in circles for like 40 minutes. It's great.
Hell yeah.
It's great.
Put you some music on or something.
Oh, yeah. I got my earbuds. I put my phone in my pocket, get my earbuds. I'm good, man.
Yep.
It is a great ride. And then today I was going to change all the filters, like the water filter, the air filter. And then I was going to hang my son's TV because I was going to mount it on the wall. But I think I'm going to take a step back today because, like Ryan said, I'm over 40. And if I pull a muscle and try to jump back into it too quick, we're talking about an ER visit at some point.
Right. You might not be at work tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my old ass is going to sit around, eat some lunch, and play some video games. So
there you go. Sounds like a Sunday.
That's right. But anyway, that's it for this week. If you want to tweet at us, it's at ZTGD Radio on Twitter. If you want to send us an email, it's podcast@ztgd.com. Keep getting those in. And other than that, we'll be back next week to talk about, I don't know, Mega Man 9 and 10 probably, because that's what we do now.
Yeah, guaranteed. Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, nobody has anything else. We'll get out of here.
Alrighty, and it goes something like this.